What's up, everyone? Welcome to this edition of Biker News. Got a hell of a show for you coming up, and you're gonna get to give a shout out to the Vagos, man. That was some awesome stuff you guys did out in Idaho. But first, yes, I ain't doing so well this morning. Yeah, I had a clusterfuck of a day yesterday. I was on my way to Algonia. And believe me, I'm gonna get
medieval on your asses. Oh,
the one that caused this, man, I am so upset right now. Anyway, everybody knows that I had 18-inch ape hangers on the Fat Boy. Well, getting older and stuff, I decided, well, it's time to take those off. So I, you know, stupidly didn't do it myself like I should have, but I was in a rush. So I had a guy put them on. He has a bike shop, which he's doing it right now. And if you screw it up again, you putz. Anyway, he put the other bars on. Everything looked great. All that good stuff, you know. Great bike. What's it called? See, I'm pissed right now. But anyway, good brake cable, throttle cable, all that good stuff. Well, you know, riding out my way. You know, I'm in corn territory here. I'm talking corn every damn where out west by the Mississippi River. I'm talking there's a lot of corn. I'll never look at corn the same way. Anyways, I hear a snap. And I'm like, what the hell's going on here? And look down, and there is the clutch cable freaking dragging on the ground. So, pull over. Got off the bike, and you know, you had the old lady on the back. It was hot as hell out there, so hot the devil wanted lemonade. But anyway, look at it. The end snapped off. Take a closer look. It was a used cable. And here I paid for a new one. A used cable. So, I'm out in the middle of Corn Town. I'm talking so much corn that I thought, you know, you ever see that movie Children of the Corn? I thought they were going to all come out of me. That's how bad it was. And even worse, didn't have any cell phone signal. And Verizon, you suck too. Because, you know, I thought everywhere you go, you have a signal. But I guess not. Not in Corn Town. So, the closest damn freaking gas station was 3 miles away. So here I am. I had to leave her there and walk 3 miles away. Yes, in the beating hot sun. You know, I work out a lot. Yeah, cool. But a 3 mile hike in freaking almost 100 degrees with the, what is that, dew point, whatever the hell they call it, with the heat index was not cool. So walk back there and said I had to call a tow truck. You know, by that time, I finally got, you know, one or two bars. So I called the insurance company and they said, okay, we're going to have the freaking tow truck out there. So I was able to get a ride from the gas station, which you're cool as hell, man. Got a ride back to the bike, said, okay, the tow truck's on the way. Don't worry about us. Next thing you know, they send a wrecker. A wrecker. Not a flatbed, but a wrecker. When he pulls up, I was like, hey, Cooter, what are you going to do with that thing? Well, you know, we must have got our wires crossed, some shit like that. So then he has to call out another one. And guess what? Another hour and a half before they got it there. So as soon as I got even better reception, you know, as they're starting to tow back, I called the bike shop. I was like, dude, what the hell are you doing? What did you do? Well, I was like, you know what, you freaking stumbling prick, you. You know, and I went in the whole story and stuff. But anyway, got the bike back over there. And by time I got home last night, it was 3 in the morning. I'm telling you, a nightmare. This was a freaking nightmare. But the moral of the story is here. Work on your own damn bike, especially if you can do it. Don't let anybody else do it, because you know what? It seems like freaking, they always go out the half-ass routes. And you know what? I'm pretty disappointed because it was an independent shop. You know, I could have went to Harley. They could have charged me double what I paid. I thought, you know, give it a guy a good chance. But I get sick of it when people take advantage of other people. And I'm not just talking about me, because I should have known better to check the freaking cables and stuff. But yeah, that was my freaking day. A nightmare. I'm surprised I didn't have a sickle through my throat or something from all this corn. Again, I'll never eat corn ever again. That's just me. Yeah, you putts, if you're watching, and I told you to watch because you're going to get it with your review on here, but it better be freaking perfect when I pick that damn thing up. Anyway, with good news, the Vagos, man, you got to give them a freaking thumbs up, man. You know, give them a fist bump with the story that I'm about to go over, man. Now, this is some patriotic stuff going on. A lot of motorcycle clubs are going out to these protests, protecting monuments, and guess who's on the front lines? Yes, motorcycle clubs. You know, the ones that the freaking cops always say are criminals and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, well, they're out there doing your jobs because you can't. You're too scared. So, this is going to be an awesome show. Give me your thoughts, man. Have you ever went to a bike shop, especially an independent one, and they just screwed you, dude? This guy pulled my freaking pants down, bent me over, and just screwed me. Let's get to the news. Okay, here we go. This is the one I was talking about with the Vagos. Black Lives Matter protesters say they were attacked. Boise police investigate and speak out. Now, you got to come over from the radio stations to see this. I'm about to play a video. Here we go. There's the protest. There's the Vagos. They're going in there. They're giving the right hooks. Oh, hell yeah. Give them some freaking, give them a hand, man. Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about right there. He's just giving them right freaking jabs and hooks, man. He got all into that stuff. Gotta give the freaking Vagos a freaking hand, man. That was freaking awesome. And that's clubs all over the country doing this. We're the patriotic ones. Remember that, Leo. Anyway, let's give you a little bit about this story. Ruth Brown, out of the Idaho Statesman, a Black Lives Matter protest outside the Boise, Idaho City Hall regarding funding for police escalated when counter-protesters, some of whom were white supremacists. Yeah, you can take this from a liberal paper out there. And several of whom were armed began assaulting people, victims said. One of the people assaulted. Wait a second. Wait, time out. I thought you wanted to defund Leo, but now you need him. I don't get it. You guys are confusing me, you hypocrites. One of these people assaulted was Joe Evans, who said he attended the rally to listen to what speakers and attendees had to say. Evans, who is running for Congress in District 1 as a Libertarian, said he was attacked by three men. The protest centered in part of defunding police and funding social services became tense when hundreds of counter-protesters marched from the Capitol to City Hall. And then they get in there claiming that they were saying all kinds of white power stuff. You know, I don't believe that stuff. I don't believe it when it comes to this. In a video that he and several other people shared on social media, men can be seen punching Evans in the back of the head. Well, that's because you're a putz. Two were wearing Vagos motorcycle club vests. Evans said three people beat him for about 15 seconds. Evans didn't fight back and stayed interlocked with people at his side, he said. Evans said he was surprised by the number of people who came to confront the Black Lives Matter supporters. Why are you surprised? These are the same domestic ISIS people that I call them, tearing down our history. So why should it be surprising to you? Only you leaning left liberals would think some stupid stuff like that. You go down, you tear everything up, and next thing you know, when you're confronted, oh, they did it, through this, through that. Give me a break. Outlaw bikers and neo-Nazis are beating on members of their community, and counter-protests wanted to tout being the sheepdog, Evans said. Instead, they stood back and let it happen. Well, that's what you people are doing. That's what you politicians are doing. How's it look? How's it feel? And by the way, if you're in Idaho, pass the word. This guy ain't a libertarian. He's a schmuck. That's what he is. A damn schmuck. And a putz. And more names that I could freaking say. Freedom of speech and freedom of assembly are absolutely rights as humans. Is it their freedom of expression to tear down statues? Get out of here with that stuff. Evans said, and here's where the funny part is. He filed a police report. But wait, you guys wanted to defund them. And I'm not one that defends them. But ain't this kind of hypocritical, again, that you are filing a police report? Yeah, right. Way to go, Vagos, man. That's some badass stuff. That's what showing your about motorcycle clubs are really about. They're patriots, not criminals like damn cops say. You should be glad they're there backing you, you schmucks. Anyway, state police allege Lee County man threatens family with a circular saw and a pipe. Ooh, not good. This out of WFMZ. The 52-year-old faces charges for allegedly threatening state police, Edward Seiger. And this is out of Hanover Township, Pennsylvania. A Hanover Township man claiming to be a member of an outlaw motorcycle gang allegedly threatened a family with power saw and metal pipe. Keith Bartholomew faces more than three dozen charges after June 26 run-in with a family in his neighborhood. He was arraigned days later on three sets of charges after allegedly threatening a Pennsylvania State Police trooper and flashing a handgun as police served a warrant. State police were called to the Troxwell Street home in Hanover Township. Not good stuff here, not good stuff. Now, he allegedly, and this is a big word, allegedly told the victims that he was a member of the Pagans Motorcycle Club and that they were now marked. Yeah, that don't sound like what a member of the Pagans or any other club would say. I'm sorry. This is a personal thing, and trying to bring a club into it is not good business. And again, you claim that you're this, and hopefully you're not, because you're, you know, giving clubs a bad name by doing what you did, you schluck. Anyway, authorities said phones or cell phone footage shows Bartholomew, dude, you must have got freaking picked on as a kid. What do they call you, Bart? You know, let me know. I don't know. I meant what I said. I'll cut you explicitive finger off. Authorities filed charges against him, and state police were dispatched to his Pennsylvania home on Monday when he allegedly tried to contact the victims. When police arrived at his home, he allegedly launched into an obscenity-laced tirade against troopers. It was caught on video. When are people gonna learn that the video is everywhere? You are being taped either by body cams or by bystanders. Yeah, you can't do nothing no more nowadays. You know, authorities allege, and if they got it on video, you're screwed. Go get a deal. That's all I can tell you about. I got where you live already. You're dead. You're running my life. Blah, blah, blah. He faces 8 counts of terroristic threats. Dude, shut up. That's what I can tell you. Shut up when the cops are around. Name, birthday, and that's it. Nothing more. I want a lawyer after that. Three things. It's easy to understand. Putz. Anyway, another one we got out here in Owens. Or no, actually, a guy named Owen pleads to weapons charge in county court. This by John Christensen. Yates County Criminal Court resumed proceedings last week, but with COVID-19 precautions, yeah, they're going to start closing a lot of stuff up again because of that. I guess there's a big spike down south. So that actually answers a question that this is a hardcore virus that can withstand heat. The first case, Tuesday, June 23rd, was that of Jessica Owen, 32, one of three people arrested following a late-night car chase and off-road wreck. and confrontation with police. Bradley, Zetto, 40, of Niagara Falls, and then her and a Charles Buchanan were arrested at the end of that high-speed pursuit through Penn Yan at 2:34 a.m. and were later indicted. Police say they observed Zadu leaving a suspected drug location. They stopped him for violation at East Elm and Main Street. Then they went in and, you know, did their da-da-da-da. While searching him, 25 cal. Dude, that's like a BB gun. And a stealth knife on his belt. Officers also located a sawed-off 20 gauge in the vehicle that had the serial number defaced. Ooh, that's a federal one. Along with several bags of suspected meth and marijuana. Not good. They also located a full Kingsman motorcycle club vest with numerous Kingsman patches. Not good stuff. So they pleaded the second degree criminal possession of a loaded firearm, third degree criminal possession of a weapon. She was remanded on 10 G's. So, yeah. There you go, man. Don't, you know, bring your club stuff when you're doing something. Anyway, Corey Graff's Wall of Shame. Here we go. Let's see what we have here.
Detective is on administrative leave after being arrested for abuse of a family member while on duty.
Here we go.
Officials say 51-year-old Barry DeBlake was taken into custody after officers responded to an incident at a Lihue home that left a 29-year-old woman with injuries. DeBlake has been released after posting $1,000 bail. He's been with the department for 19 years as a detective in the investigative services.
Shame, shame, shame. Shame, shame, shame. 19 years and you do that. What, you know, what is it with you people? It's either drugs, domestic abuse, sex stuff. You guys are freaks. Freaks. Again, I want to thank Corey Graff for sending in our Wall of Wall of Fame, but it's the Wall of Shame cases with Leo involved. And I can tell you again, they really don't like this segment because the emails every time I post one, your guys' threats really don't mean nothing, even though you're cops and I know you can get a hold of stuff. Go blow yourself. That's the best thing I can tell you. You know, you're the ones who are supposed to be out there taking down these freaking bad cops. And then you wonder why nationwide these people are protesting, because you're schlucks. Schlucks and putzes. That's what I have to say. But let's get into my final thoughts. Okay, don't forget to go over to Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, everywhere you can hear this show at. Take us with on the bike. Listen to us at work. Many of you guys do. Or you can check out the video version again over on YouTube and Facebook. So my final thoughts are simple. Do the bike work your damn self if you can. Boy, what a hard ass lesson it is to learn when one of these shops try to, you know, cut corners. And the reputation, they just like throw it out the freaking window. You know, I know when I owned a business, man, my worst nightmare was getting a bad review. Because I always wanted to make sure that my customer was taken care of, because it only takes one customer to start talking. Next thing you know, you got 10 people talking, and then it goes up another 10 and another 10. And by time it's all done and over with, within a week, you got one of the worst reputations within the city you're doing business in. That was my worst fear. And something like this, oh my God, you know what? You notice I haven't put the guy's freaking shop name out there yet, because, you know, I'm trying to be cool. Fix your mistake. I'm a cool guy like that. Refund some money and we'll try to put a clean slate on it. But if you do it wrong, you putz. Yeah. Oh, we going medieval again on you, boy. You know, I really didn't get in the way I was really feeling. Waking up and, oh my God, 3 a.m. and then in corn anyway. But make sure if you can do the repairs yourself, do it. If not, get on YouTube. They'll show you how to do the repairs. This was an easy one. I was just in a hurry and wanted it done. I had a backup bike. So, hey, let an independent shop make their money, you know, make a living. But, you know, at the same time, they give an independent shop a bad freaking name, if you ask me. You know, it's no wonder Harley and all these other dealerships charge double the money, because most of the time they got factory trained freaking mechanics in there. Yeah, there's probably incidences when something like this happened after them working, but I can say probably less so. But yeah, that was just trying to give this freaking guy a freaking chance, and it ended up in hell. That's where I was, literally hell with how hot it was. But anyway, again, I want to give a real big shout out to the Vagos, man. That was some cool ass shit that your chapter did out in Idaho. That is badass. That's showing a lot of people around this country, and especially in the motorcycle scene, that motorcycle clubs are standing up for our country. They're standing up for our history. They are not criminals like Leo says they are. Actually, that motorcycle clubs and a lot of these counter protesters are out there doing Leo jobs. No statue should be coming down. No Leo should be, you know, just sitting there watching it happen. Do your job. And this is the reason why normal people, this is why they're afraid of clubs, because we're, you know, clubs are organized and stuff. And they know clubs have a lot of respect, not only from the biker community, but the regular general citizens as well. But what you seen there with the Vagos, now that was stand up, that was correct. And, you know, everybody should be giving a high five to them Vagos if they see them, man. Way to freaking go, man. Way to freaking go. As far as the wall of shame, man, you know, again, these guys are always getting busted doing the stupidest crap, but to go around and say, ooh, you know, the clubs and, you know, some bikers, they're doing this and they're doing that. You know what? It's just in your freaking face. That's what I can tell you. In your face, man. I always told you, Leo, that watch or listen to my stuff. That, for one, I wouldn't if I were you, because all I do is bang on you. And two, that, you know, for everything you say a motorcycle club member does, I can find 3 or 4 of you guys that do the same thing. And you got Corey Graff out there who provides us the information for the Wall of Shame all over you, man. I can only do one of his articles a day, but he's working hard, man, to expose you guys. Lastly, if you're going to do some stupid stuff, make sure you leave your freaking club cut at home or something, man, because what you're doing is giving predicates and these Leos are hard on where they can go after Rico on you because of a stupid mistake you did. I'm always telling people, and it's funny, I'm talking to somebody about a documentary right now, that it's only 1 or 2 people that are actually doing the stupid stuff, but Leo wants to give a broad stroke and give the whole club a bad name. Well, how does it feel right now? That's all I have to say to Leo. But anyway, thanks for listening to the show, man. Make sure you spread it out. Spread the word. That helps us out a lot, because a lot of our stuff does get blackballed. And a lot of these platforms don't like the truth. Anyway, don't forget to get over to Instagram, man. I do a lot of the material over on Instagram now. Also, follow us on Twitter. You'll get a news feed in Twitter off of HarleyLiberty.com. Choose the stories you guys want. And don't forget to pick up my book, man. New Age of Biking and Brotherhood. The sales are still killing it. Love you guys. Talk to you later.
I say goodbye, bamboo, adios, ciao, so long. It's the Hat Jack
Show. Is now available on Spotify and all major platforms, including iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, and more. Don't forget to become a subscriber on any one of these platforms so you can be notified right away when our weekly episode is uploaded, so you never miss an episode.
Hi, this is James Hollywood Machikari. Join our YouTube channel and get Motorcycle Madhouse and tons of videos related to the bikers. Join now by subscribing for free and become part of the crowd today. always free and always entertaining. Don't forget to visit us at www.harleyliberty.com for your daily biker news. Rock on!